Charlie's Angels director Elizabeth Banks' leading group fighting to keep abortion the law of the land. By Dr. Susan Berry on November 1, 2019. Charlie's Angels director Elizabeth Banks announced this week that she will lead the new creative council of the Center for Reproductive Rights in an effort to promote Hollywood producers and writers, among others, to share stories that are destigmatizing abortion. "We are harnessing the power of the creative community to advance reproductive rights as fundamental human rights around the world," announced the abortion rights advocacy group on Twitter. "Say hello to our creative council, chaired by the fearless actor and activist of Elizabeth Banks." Elizabeth Banks said keeping abortion rights in the media is an important tool for ensuring awareness of the issue, reported THR. As an example, she said Hulu's Shrill, which Banks herself executive produced, helped to advance the abortion rights narrative. In that show, the character Annie, played by Adi Bryant, gets an abortion. "As someone who struggled with fertility issues and made embryos, I think there's such an interesting dialogue to be had about how abortion care is part of a larger package of reproductive care that is also about creating wonderful families and access to family care," Banks said. "It's all very slippery slope, and that's what we're trying to get across." Banks added, "There's a real power to having people who have platforms be able to elevate the critical role that the center is playing in protecting our freedoms. My hope is that all of the members of the council take seriously this responsibility to mention the center's work, to advocate for the center whenever they can, and add reproductive rights stories to the work that they're already doing. The council will begin by focusing on a case the Supreme Court is taking up, one involving a Louisiana abortion safety regulation that requires abortionists to have admitting privileges at a nearby hospital to provide continuity of care in the event an emergency occurs during an abortion at a clinic." The Center for Reproductive Rights tweeted regarding the case of June Medical Services LLC v.G. "I believe that women's equality begins with our fundamental human rights over bodily autonomy," the Hunger Games star told THR. "So I feel like this is baseline for female equality in the world, deciding when and with whom to have children." Carol Lim and Humberto Leon, co-founders of retailer and fashion label Opening Ceremony, and Erica Savage, an executive with Morph Cosmetics, will also serve on the Creative Council, observed the report at THR. "The Center for Reproductive Rights is proud to partner with these powerful artists to protect and expand reproductive rights access across the globe through our work in the courts, in public policy and before human rights bodies," said Nancy Northup, president and CEO of the center, in a statement. "We know the impact these artists can have in advocating for change and reaching new audiences to raise awareness about reproductive rights issues, including maternal health, abortion care, contraception and assisted reproduction."